The stocky one charged Vicente with a baseball bat, driving it down across his legs with a thud. Clara shuddered as the mattress imploded from the impact. Vicente grunted, but remained still. A million images raced through her head. Her mother, her father's cronies, his competitors. All those disappearances would have started like this. Turn around. Vicente tensed beside her. He slid his hand towards hers and clasped it under the bedsheet without looking at her. She squeezed it back as she fought to calm her racing thoughts. Their detailed plans hadn't included getting caught. Then the man turned to Clara. He wore a garish green mask with thick red borders around his eyes and mouth. His eyes bored into hers, challenging her. She clutched at the mulberry silk coverlet with her exposed hand, pulling it upwards. The fabric reverberated with every beat of her racing heart. The diamonds. Her father knew about the plan. Name your price. I'll pay you. Her words came in a whisper. They delayed their escape by 2 days, waiting for payment on the last diamond shipment. Vicente objected, insisting a year of preparation shouldn't be undone in 1 day. But Clara needed to wrench every last peso from her father, to ruin him, to make him pay. She would prove she could outsmart him, just like she had for the last 2 years. Now their escape was in jeopardy. How had he found out?
You can't buy me, Clara.
Rodriguez didn't bother disguising his voice, either too stupid or too cocky to worry about it.
Why not? My father did. How much do you want?
She kept her voice even as bile rose in her throat. Her father had sent Rodriguez on purpose, knowing she despised him. Vicente squeezed her hand. Now it was damp with sweat. The two other men remained at the foot of the bed, AK-47s trained on them both.
It's not money I want.
He pulled off the mask, the overhead light glinting off his gold tooth.
You can still choose me. At least, I've got a future.
The tall, rangy one in the wolfman mask laughed and shifted his gun. Bastard. She wasn't a prize to be married off. And Rodriguez might think he was in her father's inner circle, but Clara knew better. It could just as easily be Rodriguez in the gun sights instead. Like a tank of lobsters. Sooner or later, it would be his turn. Vicente shot up in bed.
Leave her out of this.
Clara pulled at Vicente's forearm. Even she knew not to anger Rodriguez. He wasn't known as the executioner for nothing.
Shut up.
Rodriguez shoved Vicente back down on the bed with the rifle butt. Call my father. It's a misunderstanding. She could explain away the diamonds and convince him of even greater profits. Her idea of trading guns and munitions for blood diamonds had been a cash cow for the organization. But her father couldn't even spare a thank you. So Clara and Vicente had helped themselves to a cut off the top. They deserved it.
Too late. He's out of the country. Out of contact.
Liar. Call him, Rodriguez. I'm ordering you to, right now.
Rodriguez was little more than a glorified thug, having risen through the ranks of her father's organization, by being willing to do anything, kill anyone. How could he know her father planned to transfer the day-to-day running of the cartel to Vicente? Or so he said. They had dined with him at Resto, her favorite restaurant, just hours ago. Was her father dispatching his thugs while they ate? No. He likely choreographed both the dinner and punishment days before, waiting for the ultimate moment of revenge. The irony would have thrilled him.
I don't take instructions from spoiled brats.
Call him right now. Clara almost sat up, forgetting her nakedness under the sheets.